big parasha, Parshas Nosei. We have the inyanim of the middle inyanim over here about the Nazir and Saita, and also the inyanim of Ravaskranim, that's one inyan. And then you have the Kolistik inyanim, where you have the inyanim of the Shevet Levi and what they're memunah. So Lemaisa, you have the beginning that tells you what each one does and how old he is when he goes there. And then you have, afterwards, you have the Kohanim, and you have the Karbonis that the Nesim brought. And right before there, there's a pasuk. It says like this. So Moshe was Mekadesh the Mishkan. And all of the Nesim brought Karbanis, which will be later explained. That's one thing. And then you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to Kach Meitim Voyal Avodas Avodas El Moed. And Moshe took from each of the Levim, they also had a Golas and Bokar, which they could give, except for one. V'levnei kohos loynosan, to bnei kohos he didn't give any agolos, k'avoydus akoydesh aleihem v'kosiv yiso, that they had avoydus akoydesh, they had to carry it on their ktefayim. So since they, akos, carried the kalim and the aron and the kalim, so v'meilo, they had to carry it on the ktefayim. So the Parshat Pshat is, it's derech kovod. It's not their kovod to dump it in a wagon and have the wagon carry it, and they had to carry it, and therefore they did not get any of their golos and so on. Chazal darshan here, another inyan. The Medrash Rabbah says, Tony, Hashir ma'akev is ha-korban. Shiro's ma'akev the korban. Divrei Reb Meir, v'chomer eini ma'akev. So it's a machloikis if Shiro's ma'akev the korban or not. So we know that there was shir in every carbon, but whether it's ma'akev or not, it's machloikis Rebbeinu Chachamim. So then the Gemara says, "Va'etnas alvim nisunu l'chapal bnei Yisrael makapor makevus achshir makevus." So Rebbeinu darshins that they're equal. Rabbanu mikrin ha'ikro makapor b'yoyim achshir b'yoyim. That kapor and shir have to be both b'yoyim. So eich shaloyia, whether you hold it's ma'akev or not. But Shira goes into the gather of being Mechapal Bnei Yisrael, like the carbon. The question is it Me'akev Mamash like the carbon? Or does it just need Yoim like the carbon? So that's something that needs a little bit of a Hezba. Where is the Kapara Tomon in the Shira? The Pashtas, we understand that the Shira is a very nice thing. It's a Shevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shira, Shebochois, and so on. But that it goes into the Gidrei Kapara like a carbon, where is it that there's a Gidrei Kapara in Shira, like there's in Karb. Then the Gemara Dash, and the Gemara Shmuel, Menayin Le'ikas Shira Menat Torah Hashem, V'sheyes V'sheyem Hashem, Eze Sheyes V'sheyem Hashem, V'hoi Mezu Shira. The Yibisok says, Mehocha Su'u Zimro Snu Soif, Kira Noim Novel. So, good, that's another Pasuk. Remachis says another Pasuk. Now, Tony, V'levnei Kehos Lo'i Nosan, it says, he didn't give my Golos, Kavoides HaKodesh Aleihem, Der Avoides HaKodesh, Bakosef Yisro, they have to carry it on the Ktefayim. Mimashma Shedem Bakosef, Enidesh Yisro. Why didn't just say the word in the Pasuk, Bakosef? Logos Kavod Sakodesh Aleihem, Bakosef. Why does it say Yisro? En Yisro Losh Shira. Vechenoim Su Zimros Nu Seif. So there's something, it's a double Pella. Vechenoim Yisro Koylem Vyaroinu. I mean, the remez in a Pasuk has to have some Kesha with the Teichon of a Pasuk. A drush is usually some sort of ramification of pasuk, some sort of we enlarge what's there. But here, it's just come from no place. The pasuk is telling me that they don't take agolas because bakosev yiso, and in the bakosev yiso, there you have a mashmos of shira. L'chur faket bakosev yiso means they have to schlep it on their backs. Where is shira merumis? In Bakosiv So, if anything, in you find in Chazal, the Mesherim and the Sherim are two separate entities. So Lachur, these guys are working, fixing stuff in the base of Mikdash, and they're doing Shira. Where is there, in Bakosiv you saw the Remes for Shira? Like it says, Su Zimro, Su Saif. Then he brings another psukim, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the whole bunch of limudim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar hacha lavoid avoidas avoida, ezo avoida shetzricha avoida avoy mezushira. The avoida that needs avoida is shira. So we have another limud of on shira that it's called avoidas avoida, and it is something that is an avoida that's a tzerich avoida acheres. There's, it's not clear the Eza Avoida Shatsuch Avoida Avoida Mezushira. The Loshen Chazal in the drasha we have it here is mashma that you can only have Shira if you have Karbonis, so it's an Avoida that needs an Avoida. Or the way it's mashma in Rashi other places is that it's an Avoida that is a Hechsher for another Avoida. In other words, it's not coming as something in its own right, but it's coming. It needs something else. And that's how the Mefarshim will learn it. Avoidas HaKorban Shetzuch Avoidas HaShir. So it's interesting that so Avoidas kind of put down, is it that way? That it's a Tzorah for another Avoida. It's Kilu, not its own Metzias, but it's only a Tzorah of another Avoida. Is that it? Megareah, is that Myla? What's the Inyav Shir? So we have a few Nakudas here. First of all, the fact that you learn it from Bekosef. The fact that you learn it, that you have to carry it on the shoulder, that's one limud that needs shira. Very strange place where to learn the union of shira from. Second place is that it's called avodas avoda, that it's sahaka like a get of a hechsher mitzvah, which is kind of very, very strange that it should be something which is, it's kilu not enough for itself and it's good for something else. It's maybe being memayered or not. I don't know, very, very not hard to understand. The Sfasema says here that the reason why he stoles to a chazal, it says by the Paris, it says by Yasharna Paris, that when they sent back the Aaron from the Plishtim, the it says that the Paris said Shira. So the Zohar Kodesh says that because they were carrying the Oren on their backs, that's why they said Shira. In other words, the Shur was able to say Shira because they were carrying the Oren. They put it on them, on the Shur, everything is called Ktefayim. And Bemela, since it's called Ktefayim, that gave them the Kerech Shira. So it's interesting. We know that Oren is nice as Noisav. That's something that is a common chazal, but here you have a new knage that the shira or the zimra has in itself. It's that comes because of the siya b'ktefayim dafka. So it's the same gedda like Aron Noises Noisav, but it brings in the words of a like it says here su zimra. There's certain su of Zimra, and Bemela, it's because they carried the Tefayim, that's why they were Shar Zimra. That's what the Sfasema tells too. So there's some sort of Teichen over here, that when you carry something with Tefayim Dafka, that's where the Shira and the Zimra comes from. That's the bottom line of what Sfasema tells too. It's not mass, but more than that, but tells it too, and it needs a real Hesber. You also find that when they had a question of where to put the Beis HaMikdash, so there was the high point, which they thought they would put it on, and instead they put it on Bein Ksef of Shochan, they put it on a little bit lower, because that's like Tefayim, and that the Gemara says, Chazal say, Ein lecha noya b'shor ke Bein Ksef of. The Tefayim of the Shor is where you have the special Yoifi and special beauty, and that's where it's you have one more place where Davoda Bekosev is very strangely addressed. There's a pasuk in the Vayomim that Yeshua Melech told the Leviim, "Ein lechem oid masa bekosev. You no longer have a masa bekosev. You no longer have to carry the Aron." So it's very not clear what the Hemshech of the Pasuk is. The Pashas, the Hemshech of the Pasuk is that they needed to help make the Korban Pesach, we dedicate the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. The Yerushalmi says over here, the Gemara in Shkolim says, that this was the mocker where Yoshia decided to be goynes the Aron. He told them that if you will take the Aron to Bavel, if it'll go in Golos and Bavel, that you will no longer be able to carry it back. You won't have any more Masa Bekosif, and that's why leave the Aron over here. And that's only to be going, is it? So if Hutna, I mean, doesn't need his deer. I mean, it's a deer because I'm made of. There's a special adgosha here. The pasuk says, the pasuk is explaining that the reason why you need it to be going, is it, is because once it'll be lost in Bavel, it's not going to come back again. But that's described as en lecha masa bekosif. You no longer will be able to take it on your kosef anymore. I mean, that the hadgosha of it being on the kosef is not at all important. I mean, you won't be able to bring it back. How do you bring it back? You bring back an aron gets brought back on ketefayim. But here the hadgosha was, if you'll take it to Bavel, the reason why it can't come back is because you don't have masa bekosef. There's something missing in the kosef of it, and that's where it's going to be an issue. And that's also it's mashma that there's a yichud to the avoda bekosef that is not at all inherent. It's not just a tnai in the din of nesiyas hakelim that the derech kavod is to it like that. But when Yeshua wants to describe an irrevocable loss of never getting back to klei hamikdash again, he calls that ein lecha masa bekosef. You're not going to be able to carry it back at tefayim. And that's why, Kilu, I mean, just playing with the words, that's why you leave it on the bank safe of Shachin, of Binyamin, because of that's the place you leave it at. Let's talk about this Indian here. It's Nogea to a very core Indian of the Avoida, both the Shira and the Musig of bank safe of, and so on. When you find two inyanim in Chazal, two descriptions of carrying things. When a person schleps a masa, the implication of schlepping a masa is that the person is doing something bal karchach, kineged ritzoinoi. It's a thing, to put it best, it's something that's ma'akiv, the person. If I'm encumbered by a maso, then I can't run, it's hard for me to walk, I can't go as far, and so on. Those are the type of things that are called a maso. And when a person schleps something, when a person pulls along something, like a locomotive pulling along a car, the car is diminishing the power and the strength and ability of the person schlepping it, and that's why it's always kind of it's an annoyance, and it's something that bothers the person. You find the Lashon Chazal when a person takes a young boy, a mashal kama v'kama pomim Chazal medrashim, that some danger came. He kivoy being safe of. He takes the child and puts him between his shoulders. Very interesting expression. It is. I mean, piggybacking is cute. It's the way you play with a child. But you know, you find Loshni came based medrash and tinoikah being safe of, and being tefayim is a way in which a person carries a tinok, chaviv. When Chazal wanted to describe the ultimate neshibot, v'afilum al glima de bank safe of, and you say it neksuba. When a person writes neksuba, he writes al glima de bank atfoy, my cloak that's on my ktefayim. What's the lashon over there used ktefayim? And the pshat's like this. Just like lemashal, when you have something, you have a chair that's specifically made for a person to sit on. So when the person sits on it, the act of sitting on it is not putting pressure on the chair. It's fulfilling the chair's tachlis. I made a chair. If somebody happens to sit on a table, we say you might break the table. It's not good for the table. You're putting extra weight on the table. Because the table betzem is not supposed to carry the person. The person's not supposed to sit on it. And if he does it, it's a masa. And it's a masa that takes away. And therefore, it's megareah from the table. If a person sits in a chair, so there the person is... the person is actually fulfilling its yud. And you can't say, well, it's a chair, but you can't sit on it. If it's a sitting on it is going to damage a chair. There is wear and tear. But you can't, the word sitting on it is going to damage it doesn't mean anything. It's the other way around. The chair was made to sit on it. You find by Aveda, a person has to, many Avedas have to be used every so often because that keeps it good. I don't know, if you lock it away, most things and put it away, Gemara says by a house, Yukashar, and in the, you have to open up a safe every so often. Things that are not used for the tachlis that it's meant is usually damaging rather than good for it. It doesn't preserve it, it damages it. When you use something for its tafkid, that not only is the pshat, conceptually it's a fulfillment of its tafkid, but also it preserves it physically, that's what it does. So you have two oifanim of the way a masa is mitztarif to a koyma of a person. A person's koyma is something which, on the one hand, it can be encumbered by something, and those type of things are schlepped along, even if you carry them on your shoulder, but conceptually the person is schlepping it. It's a weight that's taking away from his shir koyma. It's slowing him down and wearing him out. And then there's something that a person puts bank safe of. Because the ketefayim, it's like a mushel. Just like if a person makes something with a kli kibble, we understand that the tachlis of it is a kli kibble. a cup has itself a kli kibble, so Bar Das understands that a cup is to be used to fill with something. That's its tachlis, that's its tafkid, that's where it realizes. A cup is a chetimtza to put something in it. A person has a chelik in himself that is an indentation. And that's the ktefayim. That's what Chazal meant when they said, Ein lecha nor b'sharek being safe of, that it's not the high point of the har that is the cheshev's the place, but it's the indented part. And let's just explain the nekud of it. If a person wants to, a zivuk that should last, a marriage that should last, so I say, oh, this person has such gewaltig chashev mailas, this person has such gewaltig chashev mailas. That in itself is still not a recipe for being together. Many times you find two people that both are very accomplished are at loggerheads with each other. They're locking horns because each one is claiming the position that the same position. I mean, he's the best, and I'm the best. So we're fighting for the spot of being the best. That's not a zivuk. But if the person wants the qualities I have, needs the qualities, wants the qualities, and I need and want the qualities the other person has, then it becomes a zivuk, because I have a kli kibble for the other person's milus, and the other person has a kli kibble for my milus. So an annotation, a lack, a need to fill with something else, is the hechatimtza for kli kibble, is the hechatimtza for something to be mikav something else. So just like if I have lemashal a socket, a bulb screws in there because it has a kli kibble for it. A person's ktefayim, the ktefayim is a chelik where there's a makom to put something else on it. And not only is there a makom to put something else on it, but it's ki'ilu, the sheer kaim of the person on his head, there's a spitz. It's not made to be makabal something else on it. We forced fill on it, we koshet fill on it to keep it meshubit. But it's not be'etzim. The ktefayim are an indentation, and they say, I'm here to put something on myself. I'm here to act as a base for something that's going to ride on top of the base. So that's why when a person schleps a masa, he's schlepping it. He drags it, he puts it in a cart, and even if he puts it on his back, it's dragged. When a person takes a child, he's marked by being safe of the child. I'm schlepping it to the child because my mitzias is realized in the child. That's where my mitzias is realized. And the mela, the carrying something, being safe of, like it says, and the being safe of shochin, that is where a person should become. That's where a person should deher, that he's stalling himself to something else, and he is becoming a bigger. He is becoming the base. The other thing is my tachlis of life, not taking away from my life. When a person says it's very hard to make parnasa, so the person is saying it's a klala, it's not the tachlis that I put myself up for, it's only a chetimtza. When a person says it's hard to have children, it could mean that it's hard to process, but what he means to say, he doesn't mean to say is, and he means to say, Baruch Hashem, I have children, and that's my teferis, except that sometimes it's hard to process. But he puts it being safe because I will go down as the father of that child. That's going to be my chelik in the timeline of our continuity. In a person's expressions, when a person expresses in yanim that are simcha, the kli with which a person expresses simcha through dibur is zimra. In other words, when a person is happy, when you see a child who's naturally happy, he's gurgling, he's making happy sounds. When a person has a good psur, a person has something good, he instinctively hums. There's some sort of singing, without words even. But the reaction is a reaction of zimra, of shira. That is a reaction of something that is a bitui of a person's a simcha. We've explained a few times the difference between simcha and tainug is an enjoyment. Simcha is a realization of a person's tachlis. When a person realizes his mitzias, when a person feels that he's fulfilled an ambition, a dream, a goal, that's simcha. So tainug is a physical pleasure. It could be tiny ruchni also, but it's the sensation of pleasantness as now. Ah, it's a beautiful song. It's good food. It's pleasant climate. Those are all ta'anugim, and they're now, here and now. Simcha is because this represents a yearn for accomplishment. And when a person's own mitzias, when a person realizes his mitzias, that is simcha be'etzim. And the beat of it is zimra. That's the pshat in the Leviim. The Leviim. That's what we learn out from the Chazal over here. That from the fact that it's called Bekosef Yisou. That's where we learn shira. The inyan of Aron Noises Noisov. We have to understand it. I mean, the childish perception is it's like a magic thing, it's like a magic carpet. You put a finger to it, and you fly off with it. And then again, so why didn't everybody do it? It says that David was punished because he sent the Aron on top of this. It should not Aron Noises Noisov. I mean, if it's just magic and just hold on to it and just flies away, so what's the inyan? It's different. It means when it's my perspective on what I'm doing. If I am giving the thing itself its mitzias, then that has become its surf to me. I made this object, and therefore I am. It's me that's done it. then I'm reducing that to a branch of my doing. I have come down, I have taken this down and made it a branch of my meisim. Something bigger than me, that my whole metzias is a base for that existence, I'm mitzarf to its metzias. So if a person is carrying the aron, if he dehares that he's the one who's schlepping it, and the aron is part of what he's doing, so the aron is very, very heavy. It's not something that is a it weighs a lot. It's gold. It's very, very heavy, luchas. But if a person dehares himself as part, he's a base for the metzias of the aron, so then he becomes lifted. He becomes of the property of the aron. It's like in Tumah V'Taira, when you look at a kli that's made of two different things, you try to analyze which is the ikur. If you have a knife and you have the handle that you hold it with, or you have a decoration on the knife and so on, one of the klolim to determine what the metzias is who's serving what, which is a service or something else. And by determining that, that's how we know what its metzias is. If I, my misfortune, I was born a leva after schlep around the aron, and it's hot outside and so on and so forth, the aron's not going to carry me. It's going to be very, very heavy. But if the aron is something that I carry bakose, if you so, if I carry it because this is my metzias is to be the wheels of the aron. My metzias is, in as much as I'm bottled to the aron, that's where I have a metzias. Then I become aron-like, and it's the same thing. The word so means to carry. It means also to be uplifted. So the aron is noises noisov. If the person, that's what it says, se'u zimra. It says the Moshe by Yaakov Avinu, by Yisro Yaakov is raglov. So Rashi says that when a person is happy, his raglayim get uplifted. When a person is happy to go someplace, he doesn't feel it's hard to go. Something that's a burden is hard to do. Something the pshat is that a person feels he's being fulfilled, then he does it. If a person works in a job, and he feels that he must do it for parnasa, and he has no other choice, it's a drag. Really, really is difficult. If a person works at a job where he feels that he's realizing his self, that he is able to realize his aspirations and everything with it, then the job lifts up the person. The person runs to it because he's uplifted by vatiseini ruach. The person feels uplifted by it, and it becomes part of the idea rather than the other way around. So you have like this. You have in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a very, very central nekuda of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi carried everything, but the Aron and the Kalim, the important, the core of the Mishkan, had to be carried by Kosev. By Kosev means that they had to make their Metzias bottle to the Metzias of the Mishkan. It's interesting because Kohuna, Mele Kohanim didn't have their own lands and so on and so forth because they were very busy with Avodah and so on. Okay, Levim had much less to do, and still they were that because the mahus of what they had to do was a mahus that required that they have nothing but the Mishkan on their backs. The Mishkan on their backs is their metzias. The toilad of it expressed in in a different form is Shira. Shira is the expression of a person who is doing something and is feels fulfilled with what he does. The physical bitui of Simcha is two, is Shira and Rikud. The Shira is when the person feels that what he's doing is a fulfillment of his metzias, then he expresses it through Shira and through Zimra. That's how the person expresses it. So the Chazal learned in Bakosev Yisoh, If a person is mevatel himself, if a person dehairs himself, just like when a person is carrying a child on his shoulders, it's not heavy. It's zayimos Hashem. This is what I've been waiting for, to be able to carry a child on my shoulders. So the person dances with the child on the shoulder. The person feels invigorated by the child. If a person carries bakosif, then the expression of it is shir and zimra. And that's what Chazal mean. It's avoida savoida. It's the avoida of avoida. In other words, the chitzo adrabe. Karbonis are his batlos chitzoinis. When a person shows, like it says in the Chinuch Rabban, explain that a person takes what he has and he brings it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's mevatel his nechasa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an expression indeed that he's mevatel his mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his batlos. But how do you know pneumistic how the person feels about it? How do you know if the person feels fulfilled and content, or the person feels, what can I do? Because Baruch was going to spend thousands of dollars for this. The teretz is, if he sings when he does it, then we know that it's coming. If his instinctive reaction is shira, Chazal darsh in Gemara Psachim learned it, that how do we know that you're supposed to say halal? And Chazal say, could it be that they're marking the Korban Pesach and this and that, and they're not saying halal? The Kodesh Baruch Hu's doing wife, so we're not saying halal. In other words, halal is not supposed to be a takana or gzera. It's supposed to be a tmiha. If the person is not doing it, then he's saying it's a drag. Chazal said, if you learn the difference, if you learn with zimra, then it stays with you, and if you learn without zimra, it doesn't stay with you. Because the zimra is the expression of whether or not this is a fulfillment of mine, or it's not. That's what Yeshayahu told them. Yeshayahu told the Levim that he told the Levim, if the Aaron will go into Golos, then we are not ever going to get it back again, because what's going to be gone in Golos is the Bekosev Yisoh. The Hestaponim is going to be Goyrim, that until we don't have until it's not back in its place, you're not going to have that type of isyachsus to it. And b'meila, it's going to become lost. And it's going to be, that you won't have. If you leave it here, then we'll retain the Bechinas Ktefayim. The Mokom HaMikdash is called being safe of Shochin. It's the place, it's interesting in the Zmiris, we say, Bo yechtun ruchin v'nafshin. It's the Mokom of Simcha of ruchin v'nafshin. The Mokom HaMikdash, or Shlayan Mokom HaMikdash, is the place where the Ruach and the Nefesh feel the Simcha. So b'meila, the boyecht and ruchav and nafshin, that was Nignas over there. And he told him, if you bring it back, if you bring it to Bavel, we might be able to get back the Aron, but there's not going to be any bakosef. You won't be able to carry it back with teifav. That's going to be lost. And b'meila, chas v'shalom, will be lost forever. The gneiza was there, not machmas, the Aron kishlatzmoy, but machmas that there won't be an avoid of kosef afterwards coming back. The avoidas avoida is also it says the svarim say it's like psuka de zimra is a hachana for tefillah. Also, it's a pchina of zimra becomes a hachana for tefillah. It's an avoida for an avoida. The whole takana of psuka zimra is in hakdama to tefillah, which is Krishna Bechaser and Shmoneh Esrei Beka. And psuka de zimra, it's like the avoidas avoida, like the shir was to the Beis Hamikdash and so on. So we have here that at the core of the nyanim of the Mishkan Davoida was something that was an inyan mitzah Davoida that expressed itself in a different way. We have the bottom line of how a person is supposed to shtol zich to the nyanim Davoida is with ktefayim. Ktefayim means the person stells to his entire mitzias around. It's not that avoida is a thing that I'm schlepping on my back, I'm carrying it on my shoulders. This is what my tefayim are for. And Chazal, that's why when they speak about a ksuba, the shibud is a glimad al katfoy, because it's something that it's meant to be the metzias of the person. He's not meant to. It's not a shifcha that he's schlepping. This is an isha that becomes a tefav. When Chazal want to explain the hardship of learning when a person is married, they speak of rechaim al tzavari, which is the tefayim. Rechaim al tzavari, we ask the Torah. It's something where it's all consuming. It's something. The reason why Ben Azai couldn't get married was because he had an all consuming love for Torah. In other words, the nekuda that Chazal are being madgish when they talk about rechaim al tzavari and so on is this nekuda of not being able to give the entire mitzvah over because it's a struggle. There's Isha demands that a person deherit as a Torah al Roshay. This is my crowning achievement, and Torah demands that. And that's why there is a mokum for a stira, so that Ben Azai would not be able to do. And what comes out of it is the expression that comes out of it is shira or zimra as the pu'ula of it. The both halves, I guess, both the avodah shebo and the expression of it are both things that are still shaykh. I mean, the avodah b'tefayim of Shevet Levi is gone and so on, but there's something which is shaykh to us. There's a gewaldic avart, really a gewaldic avart from the Shem Yishmuel. He says, how come Kohanim, the Mishnah emphasizes the difference in Kohanim and Levim. Kohanim are posel b'mum, and they are not posel b'shanim, whereas a Levi is posel b'shanim, but not posel b'mum. The Mishnah emphasizes it, and he says a very gewaltier. He says, there's two ifanim to be oivir Hashem. One is, he speaks about it in the oifin of milamala lamata, milamata lamala, but linyanein, we'll take the nekuda. When a person is a kohen, he's trying to do everything on the highest madrega, consciously doing everything, the kohanim shluch rachmana, they're coming with perfection. A mum is a chisarin of perfection. So that passes. Shanim is no chisarin, with lack of shanim, so as long as the person can do ravaydi, he can do ravaydi. Levium, he says, comes the lashes milatatalela from lamata lamala, but the point he's saying is a levi is not perfect, but he has a nasiyas ruach. He has passion in what he's doing, in the avodah that he's doing. And b'meili says that covers up for the mumin. Somebody who does something with passion, even if it's less than perfect, but what carries it is the passion that carries it. The only thing that passes him is shanim. Because at a certain age, at 50, a person starts becoming a lot less passionate. It's the teva dvarim, there's less v'sichas damim, the person is more calm, and therefore once that's gone, he's lacking in the metzias of Shevet Levi. For as much as we build in ourselves that inyan, that zman of Torah, everybody has a chelik in zman that he's a Shevet Levi, a chelik in his own development that are years that are dedicated completely or primarily to Talmud Torah, and that's the person's mitzias. The first thing is the attitude has to be that it is mekseifav shochet, that it has to be bakosev yisoh. If a person doesn't put this down as the entire focus of his mitzias, it's not the same. That's not it, because the person is the nekuda of Oren has to be a ksefav dikah. That's where it rests finally, and that's how the person carries it. He has to see it. My fulfillment and my tzias is how much I'll know, who I'll be, what my dag is, and so on. The test for that is if a person is happy with it, if his work in learning produces a simcha, then the person knows Zimra and Shira are the expression of Bakosev Yisoh. Chazal darshan that there was Shira LaKorban, because it says Bakosev Yisoh. They will carry it on the Ktefayim, and they will be uplifted by Ktefayim. Shira is something, it's when the person is being uplifted that he bursts out in Shira and in Zimra. And that becomes, it's both sides of it. It's the corollary of it, and it's the test of it. Because it's a corollary, that's why it's a test. If a person sees it as a drag, then he's not into it enough, he's not shakur in it enough. And lastly, if a person, in those years that a person has that, Mila. In that kuf of his life, when a person is, when he's passionate about the learning, that goes a long way in covering up, I guess, for chesroinus and so on. Not that the person has to deliberately have chesroinus, not that the person has to forgive himself, but he shouldn't be down about his shortcomings. If the person's avodah is with Shira, if the person's avodah is with his batlus and with a feeling, with a passion, then the other stuff, it goes. It's going someplace. Even if it's less than perfect in a bunch of areas. And again, not as an excuse. Not the person shouldn't justify himself or anything. But understanding, a person should be positive. If a person is moving forward, the chesronus will at some point put themselves into place. As long as the person still doesn't have the passes of shanim, as long as he still has the burn and the energy of nairus, then the mumim and chesronus are not going to be ma'akiv at the end. And when we have, a person has to understand, the only nituk with Torah chas v'shalom that could ever be is ein lechem oid masa bakosif. If a person schleps himself to a place where he cuts off the simcha and the sense of this is my life and this is what's there for, then it'll never come back again. The amount that he learned could be nigdas. We're going in our shekoyma. We're going as Torah spoke about Kniza a while back. We're going as certain yonim, and it's still mashpia. But the tonight is. The amount of time a person can give and the amount of effort varies, different nisyonos achayim and so on. But the one thing, the person has to carry always the realization that his whole metzias is there simply as a base for something else. And that's the big safe of shochet. That's where everything else rests. And a person needs to always feel the simcha, this life was in the simcha and the zimra, that the person is zeicher to have that, and it becomes uplifting to the person.